would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Ben. And
I'm Katie from Paperwhite.
So let's see, there's a relationship in there somewhere. Right. So I'm trying to think, you know, there are family bands. Give me a little bit of stuff between the lines, not the, well, we're a brother and sister and we grew up and played music together.
We have an older brother as well, and his name's Sam. And Sam and I always played in bands together, and Katie was sort of not as involved in the bands, but she always had a musical sort of outlet of some sort with choir and things like that. But sort of out of nowhere, it was like Katie was writing these songs and she was finally showing them to us. And it was sort of a surprise to Sam and myself, like, where did this come from, this sort of natural talent, this natural, like, understanding of how a song should be and how a melody should carry itself. And that was the very beginning, I think, of when I started to think about how could my skill set as a drummer, you know, and building these beats and tracks underneath Katie's vocals and songs, how that could complement her songs and vice versa. And it's been a long process, I guess, from, you know, being in high school till now. But that's like the real core of it, I think.
I mean, I started writing songs in elementary school, but it was mostly like poetry with a melody. And then maybe in middle school, I started doing some self-taught piano. And from there is kind of when, maybe about freshman year in high school for me, which would have been about 9 years ago, I started doing more classic songwriting, chords and melody and lyrics. And that's, I think, when I started to show my brothers the music. And from there, it kind of just continued. I kind of started getting a little bit more electronic because we had like a mini kind of setup. We had Logic at our house and a keyboard, and I'd do like a silly drum beat and some arpeggiating chords and be like, whoa, and then show Ben. And all of a sudden, it just kind of gradually turned into something more. But it's only been in the past year and a half, a year, that we've been, you know, calling ourselves Paperwhite, which was, you know, when we actually started co-writing together.
Our original plan was just us, and so I was gonna write some of the blogs that I knew through playing with other bands and just see who we could get to write about it and post it. But right before, about a month before we were planning on releasing the first song, we ended up meeting this guy Rick Moreno from the UK, who does PR there, and he just loved the music so much, and he just kind of came and said, let me help you create a plan, a strategy. And you know, we're doing what most indie bands do now, which is to try to tap into Hype Machine and to use the blog to reach, or the blogosphere, I should say, to reach as many people as possible. It is, I think it's been able to get us to so many people that we wouldn't have reached before, but it's also at the same time a little bit limiting because of that single sort of strategy where every song has to be, you know, quote unquote, a single of some sort, has to stand on its own. So that's something that we're eager to do in the next year, is like kind of dive deeper into the body of work, like what are the deep cuts of the record going to be, and what is the entire world of Paperwhite, not just the saccharine singles that we have.
And on these singles, so you met him and he's on the PR side, and I know what that is, so that gets you out there. What about labels and team and management, all that lovely stuff? Because now you've got stuff out there, you're starting to get buzz, you come here, which we'll talk about, and that's great, you play some shows. But you really want to do this. You want Paperwhite to be a thing.
I mean, it's something that we're constantly exploring. I mean, we're still self-managed. And as far as labels go and just other team members as well, that's something that we're sort of simultaneously trying to build our own team so that we can continue to release music independently. But we've never, you know, cut off the idea of having a label.
So have labels approached you, like even while here?
Yeah, we've been talking to, you know, a handful of, I think we've had A&Rs reach out from pretty much all the majors at some point or another. And we've been really just kind of trying to keep a conversation going and to try to get to know people better and to let it develop, you know, somewhat organically, because we don't have a manager that already has those relationships in place. It's like we're meeting people for the first time, you know, and just talking about the music. And so then, you know, there's the next time, and then there's like going to a show, and, you know, like trying to find someone that really resonates with what we want to do, and we're still figuring that out too. So it's,
I sort of said this at the beginning facetiously, the male female couple, one guy, usually the guy, although it can be the woman, you know, is on synths, right, or on rhythm or whatever, and then, you know, they both do vocals, but she's the main vocalist, right? And but under the category of still trying to figure things out. She knows where I'm going. She knows exactly where I'm going here. You know, if you know where I'm going here, take it away. Because I think you do. I think you. I phrased it in a way that you know where I'm going.
Well, I was just thinking that the most important thing at the end of the day for us is the song.
Thank you very much. Because that's the next thing I was going to get to. And that's the only thing that counts for me. Yes. It's not a great. You can be the most dynamic, beautiful people in the world, and if the songs don't provide, mm-hmm. and they don't have the right hooks, and they're not, that word pop is not evil anymore.
Exactly. So from that, you know, we both have fairly musical backgrounds. We both went to school for music.
Okay, tell me about that.
We both graduated from Berklee College of Music in Boston. The best thing you can get away from Berklee is an understanding of networking.
Right.
And so, you know, obviously you can learn theory, and your classes are rehearsing in bands and performances. But at the end of the day, getting a sense of the musical connection and how it really works in between people, because the music industry is actually very small.
Oh yeah.
And being able to,
that's why we're sitting here.
Yeah, exactly. In Austin. To be able to connect and feed off each other is something I think you can learn. And talents aside, you know, everyone at Berklee and is very, very talented, but that doesn't mean success.
Right. You have to be proficient as a sort of a baseline. Like every musician needs to be proficient at their instrument. But to go from there, there's so many other things that you need to do on the industry side and on the music side too, where you're not just playing something for the sake of playing it. You're choosing to create like a very clear, simple idea when you play something.
Okay,
you
know? So back to the task at hand, and back to where I was taking you. I took you off for a little second. So here we go. The blogs are writing you up, and it's Paper White is a brother and sister, male, female. He plays the blah blah blah, and she sings da da da, and they co-songwrite da da da. What's the plan? How are you going to stand out?
I mean, obviously, like we said, it's still something that is developing. But one thing that I think, you know, aside from the songs, focusing on the songs, that separates us maybe from other bands in the sort of blog genre, because you're right, there's a million duo synth pop bands right now. I think we sort of fell into that almost by accident. Like, I really loved programming electronic stuff. Katie, you know, comes from the singer-songwriter type of background, and then the two of them came together, and that's the shell, you know, that's the aesthetic, is this sort of synth pop world. But I see Paper White as being able to go much further beyond that, maybe in the future, where, you know, as we play more live shows, we're getting, you know, away from the computer stuff.
And you're gonna add some players.
Yeah.
Take it live.
Yeah.
That while we're here, you know, we've done a few shows so far with a full band, but South by Southwest will be the first shows that I'm not playing synths anymore, that we actually have a dedicated synth player. And just so we can, you know, free me up, kind of. So I'd like to be a better performer and to be able to engage the audience. And, you know, the band, our friends in the band are killer musicians, and to really let their talent and style influence the sound in a live setting.
Right, and it should be like a feedback loop too, where that influences the music, and then the music influences the live show, and I think that will, that feedback loop is what's going to pull out the character and personality of not only Katie and myself, but the band members, and how that becomes a new thing that's bigger than all of us.
So in other words, as you're making a full recording, it's not going to be in the box as much.
Potentially. Yeah, that's something that we want to experiment with.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between. And I play 40 minutes of solid music.